All right, so the title of my talk is The Breeding Evaluation of Fine Fescue Species for Tolerance to Tenacity Herbicide. To go through the overview of my talk, I'm going to start off with a brief introduction of the species of interest we're using, the herbicide and the mode of action for that herbicide, our breeding techniques and how we developed the material for the experiment data that I'll be presenting today, the experimental design for that, our materials and methods, and results and conclusions. And then to close out, I want to cover some of our current and future research. So the species of interest that we are concerned with in our experiment today is the fine fescues. The most popular of the three most popular fine fescue species, which I'll be covering in this talk, are hard fescue, chewing's fescue, and strong creeping red fescue. All of these species are fine and have tough, bristle-like leaves and are tolerant of acid, infertile, droughty soils, and moderate shade. Some of the individual redeeming characteristics of each of the species: hard fescue has a good disease resistance profile of the above ground, or the all the diseases except for summer patch. Chewing's fescue is the highest tolerant of close mowing. And the redeeming characteristic for strong creeping red fescue is the production of vegetative growth through rhizomes. Tenacity herbicide is the herbicide we used in this particular experiment. Its active ingredient is mesotrione. It's an HPPD inhibitor. It's hydroxyphenylpyruvate dioxygenase. This particular enzyme is essential in the biosynthesis of carotenoids. Those carotenoid molecules are what protects the chlorophyll from photodegradation. When you apply the herbicide to these plants, the susceptible plants, the new growth turns white, the cell membranes are disrupted. It results in necrosis and death of the susceptibles. A little bit more about the tenacity herbicide. Once the applied tenacity herbicide absorbed in the leaves and roots and translocated to the xylem and phloem, tenacity herbicide will control many monocot and dicot weeds that compete with and slow the establishment of turf grass stands. As per the tenacity label, it may reduce the density of fine fescue seedings, which is what makes it undesirable for usage in fine fescues. Also on the label, it states that tenacity can be used on grass seed blends that contain only less than 20% by weight of hard or other fine fescues. It is also stated that tolerant species such as ryegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, tall fescue are able to break down the mesotrione into inactive compounds, and that's how that particular species overcome the application of the herbicide and are not killed. As you can see in the picture on the top right here, this is in our 2014 nursery. We have a variation of responses to the tenacity herbicide in one of the fine fescue species pictured. This one, you can see, we don't have very much damage at all. Lots of green tissue. The one in the middle, you have moderate damage where a lot of bleaching occurs. And the one on the right is more severe damage. Below, this is a picture from our 2012 test. We have on the left side more green plots, better density, better response to the herbicide, whereas on the right side you can see a lot lower establishment and also the foliar bleaching, which is the asymptomatic coloring of the application. In the back, I do want to point out, if the mouse will come back, right here, this is a tall fescue stand that was planted at the exact same time as the fine fescue test, treated the exact same way as the test, and you can see the greater tolerance of the tall fescue to the mesotrione. So in looking at these, we're evaluating what's important in a turf grass stand for fine fescues. You can have a plot on the right without tenacity, but it contains a lot of weeds. But in one of our plots on the left, treated with tenacity, you have acceptable turf grass density and acceptable turf grass stand, but without the presence of weeds. In these two pictures, were taken at the same exact time, and both of these plots were planted on the same date. So in 2012, Dr. Meyer and the crew decided they wanted to determine if they had any source of tolerance to tenacity in the fine fescues, being such a good herbicide to use to control both monocot and dicot weeds. So they took a nursery, space plant nursery, and sprayed it with an 8-ounce rate of tenacity. 4 weeks later, another application of 8 ounces, and looked for any source of tolerance to the herbicide. They screened 10,000 plants, and of those, they had about 200 plants that didn't show any symptoms. So they grouped those by maturity and put them together in crossing blocks. We flood irrigate the crossing blocks, and then upon maturity, harvest all the individual maternal lines to evaluate. We'll plant those in a seeded trial. We have a composite of each of the crossing blocks that we plant in the replicated portion, and then we'll also individually harvest each of the maternal lines to test for those in unreplicated portions. So, to get to our experiment that I'm going to be presenting today, our particular objective is to evaluate tenacity-selected composites in a seeded turf trial to determine how the tolerance levels compare with non-selected germplasm and commercially available cultivars. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block design with 3 replicates. It was blocked by replication to account for variations within the field. We have 2 test dates, one planted in 2013 and one planted in 2014. We have 0.92 by 1.54 meter square turf plots. They were seeded in September of 2013 and 2014. Our tenacity was applied at 210 grams active ingredient per hectare at seeding, followed by 140 grams active ingredient per hectare 4 weeks after seedling emergence. We took visual establishment and injury ratings after the second after seedling emergence, and then after the second application of tenacity. The establishment rating is from 1 to 9, with 9 being fully established plot and 1 being no seedling emergence at all. An injury rating for rating was from 1 to 9 as well, 9 being all green leaf tissue and 1 being bleached white tissue. Our means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD. And with that, I'll start with the results. On this chart, all of my charts will be set up exactly the same, so I'll go through and explain just one time for all of the charts that my to save time. On the y-axis, we have our rating, visual rating, from 1 to 9. On the x-axis, you have our particular entries. This particular graph, actually, for 2013 will be the gray bars, and 2014 will be the red bars. The LSDs are shown in the error bars. So what I want to highlight with the red box for Chewings fescue is those are the 3 composites we developed, and they ranked the highest for injury, so they withstood the least amount of injury of all the other entries in that group. For hard fescue, it was not as clear. Our selected material is highlighted in the red boxes. One of the blocks for 2013 had the highest mean, as well as 2014, but the other composite was further down into the group, but still was contained in the highest statistical class. For strong creeping red fescue, it's much less clear. Our selected material performed a lot worse in that extent that it performed towards the lowest in the means for both 2013 and 2014. And in general, as a species as a whole, strong creeping red fescue did much worse in the presence of the herbicide application. To go through the establishment data, the trends are pretty much the same. The reason we did both injury and establishment is the actual herbicide, it says on the label that it affects seedling establishment. So we wanted to rate both the injury and establishment. For establishment, the mesotrione selected chewings fescue grouped, the means grouped for those composites at the very top with both 13 and 14 years. For the hard fescue, the second maturity group block composite was the best for 2013 as far as the means, with the first maturity group doing a little bit worse, but still contained in the highest statistical class. The strong creeping red fescue, the establishment is also the same as the injury. The trends are still the same. The composites rank towards the middle and in the lower half of the mean ranking for both years, 2013 and 2014. So to conclude, Tenacity selected chewings fescue averaged the highest for the injury and establishment in both 2013 and 2014 tests. The Tenacity selected hard fescue performed well for injury in both 2013 and 2014 tests, but the establishment was not as good overall. The establishment of hard fescue is a bit slower in general as a species when compared to the other fine fescues, and I think this particular trend is compounded when you add in the herbicide treatments as well. So I think this is what you're seeing with those Tenacity selected hard fescues. Once 6 to 8 weeks after they're planted, the hard fescues quality starts to increase and the establishment increases as well. But for time constraints, I don't have that data here to present today. The Tenacity selected strong creeping red fescue performance ranked low among the entries for both injury and establishment for both years. So currently, a nursery was planted with individuals from the turf plots of the best performing maternal lines. So all of the individuals that made up that composite, we planted those, evaluated them over the whole 2013 year, and we selected and tillered out those and planted those into a nursery. That particular nursery was subjected to the same protocol as the 2012 nursery with two applications of the mesotrione herbicide. After those two applications, we still did not see any herbicide response in those nursery space plants. So we made two more applications of Tenacity. After those two applications, we still did not see any injury in those nursery space plants. So we increased the rate and shorten the repeat application interval, and we finally, using the higher rate and a shorter interval, was able to see an herbicide response. For future research, we would like to determine the genetic gains from selection once we make the next generation and evaluate those this next year. We also want to continue to breed for tolerance to Tenacity to potentially develop a fine fescue with a usable level of tolerance for the end consumer. With that, I would like to acknowledge all of my committee members, Dr. Meyer, my advisor, Dr. Bonos. I'd like to thank them for their help in this project. Also want to thank some people from down at the Adelphia Farm, Ron Barra, Melissa Moore, Dirk Smith, James Schumacher, who did all of our spraying, and the whole Adelphia Farm crew. I'd also like to thank the Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science and then the Rutgers School of Environment and Biological Science. With that, I would like to thank you, and if there's any time left, I will take any questions.
Time for a question.
So the question is, do I think there's a difference in the fate of the herbicide for those that show increased tolerance to the herbicide? I do think that is the case. I think those, potentially those lines might have increased metabolic activity, which would break down the herbicide into less harmful compounds that the plant can withstand the presence of. But we would like to do some further research in the fate of the actual herbicide to see what the mechanism for the enhanced tolerance is.
Thank you, Trent.
Thank you.